Canada's Cape Breton has much to offer, including, but not limited to, culture, history, wildlife, including whale watching, and kayaking. According to Angelo Spinozola of North River Kayak Tours, St. Anne's Bay is a particularly good place to kayak.
We're lucky because it's protected with the mountains being, you know, surrounded by mountains. It's not the open Atlantic, so you don't have that big sea swell like they do out in the open Atlantic. It's usually 99.9 days we get out on the water. There's 0.1 day that we may not get on the water because of winds. And most other places in the island get winded out quite a bit, so we're lucky for that protection here.
Yeah. And what brought you here?
Well, my dad had the property here in 1966. He won it in a poker game, he told me, and I believe him because he's Italian. So my brother and I and mom and dad came up here. We had a little summer home here since 66. And I started a business here because I didn't know what else to do with myself. I was a musician, but I wasn't making very much money at it. I mean, I've been playing a lot, but not making much money. So I decided to open up this kayak company 25 years ago.
Now, you also added some huts here last year. What sort of inspired that?
I needed to be, I'm a very creative person and I needed to vent that creativity. So what I did is I got a chainsaw and I just started clearing our land. And then I started building these cabins. And then I really got excited when I got inside of them. Grapevines coming up, and they're really, really artistic. When you go inside of them, they'll blow your mind. And they're called River Nest Wilderness Cabins.
And what about the impact on the environment from both having the kayaking business here and, of course, adding the cabins as well?
Yeah, that's the joy of this place, is that there is really minimal impact on the environment here. Everything, there's a peat system for the septic system. The water system comes from crock wells here in the mountain spring. So it's all gravity fed here. And there's also another water system here. We've got an outdoor pizza oven that we fire with wood. So we're not using propane, but we're using wood from the woods here to make our pizzas. So it's very, very light impact. And then you cross the street and you go sit in a kayak and float around in the water for anywhere from 3 hours to 5 days if you want to. So that's kind of cool to have that tie-in with the two businesses, and it's working magnificently for us right now.
And I always think of kayaking as something that Canadians do. I'm sure that's not entirely true, that there's nobody else that does it, but it always feels to me like a very Canadian activity. So is it predominantly Canadians that come here, or actually do you find that people come from all over the world?
Yeah, it came here late. It came here to Nova Scotia. When I started, I got in just as it was starting. I hit the jackpot on my timing. It was happening out west a lot more in British Columbia, but I jumped in on the boat at the perfect time, and I'm still riding that wave, and it's still going really, really well. So, and my clients are from all over the world. You name it. Like, I don't know a place in the world that I have not had a client from on this kayak tour in 25 years.
And what do you think are some of the best things about going kayaking here? Is it the wildlife that you see? Is it the scenery? Or is it the people?
It's all of the above. It's the wildlife for sure. Like today we saw a red-tailed hawk when we were out. The eagle's nest, the waterfall. Somebody saw a mink on the beach. I saw a seal. I saw a bunch of fish under my boat. So that's all there. The beauty is there. It's stunningly beautiful. And definitely my guides are top shelf. They're the best. And they're incredibly in tune with what's going on outside.
And for you, what's perhaps one of the most dramatic wildlife spots you've had?
Well, one day I was with a bunch of tourists. I paddled down to the eagle's nest. There was an eagle in the nest, and in front of us, a seal came up with a mackerel, a fish, in its mouth. The eagle flew out of the nest, came down, swooped down, grabbed the fish out of the seal's mouth, and went back up to the nest with the fish. Now, I got very excited about this, but the tourists thought that this was just an everyday regular thing, and they didn't seem to get that excited. So for me, that was one of the highlights of my paddling here, just that weird scene, and being able to witness that and being 10 feet away from it.
And so if that sold it to you and you want to come here and do some kayaking, two questions. Best time of year and what gear do I bring?
Well, best time of year is anywhere from mid-June to mid-September, even in early October with the leaves changing colors. Super, super nice time to be here. So that whole window of time is my favorite time to paddle. What you're going to wear is like hat, sunglasses, sunscreen, bring along a spare change of clothes, bottled water and footwear that you can get wet, and then you're good to go.
That's Angelo Spinozola of North River Kayak Tours in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. For more information, visit northriverkayak.com. kayakingpodcast.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle and personal growth experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.